Today's topic is all about when should you wholesale a house versus when should you take down the house and resell it for max value. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Real Estate Investing Fast Track. I'm your host, Greg Helbeck. And on this podcast, you are going to learn exactly how to be a successful real estate investor step by step by me interviewing some of the top real estate investors and entrepreneurs in the entire country. And there's also going to be a bunch of episodes where I'm just going to individually talk about real estate deals that I've done that have been successful, some deals that haven't been successful. I'm going to talk about my weekly real estate investing lessons, stuff that I've learned from the trenches that you can learn for free on this podcast. So if you're looking to level up your game as a real estate investor or become a real estate investor, this is the podcast to listen to. So if you do get value from the show today, please do me a favor and leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you are listening on so we can get this message in front of more people. And without further ado, welcome to the show. When to wholesale a house versus when to flip a house. That is what you're going to learn today on this week's REI weekly lesson. If you're not familiar with me, my name is Greg Helbeck, and I've been a full-time real estate entrepreneur now for over 8 years. I've done well over 220 properties, and all the information on this podcast that you're going to listen to is from the real world. This is not regurgitated theory out of a book. So if you get value from today's episode, whether you're watching it or listening to it, subscribe to our YouTube channel or share the show. So without further ado, today's topic is all about when should you wholesale a house versus when should you take down the house and resell it for max value. So there's a few things that go into this. I think a lot of the time it's going to depend on the investor's number one, level of sophistication. Number two, their ability to generate, raise, and provide capital. And number three, if they're a bigger operation, what does the company's cash flow look like from a overhead and an expense standpoint? So I'm actually going to start with the third one. So let's say you have a relatively big business. And when I say relatively big, you're doing volume, you're doing 5+ transactions like clockwork, month in and month out. This is going to be a tricky decision because if you have a business that's at that scale, if not higher, you're going to have consistent overheads, right? So you're going to have monthly bills that are coming in for your marketing, for your operations, salaries, you know, software, whatever the case is. And a lot of flippers get in trouble at scales because they have a lot of overhead and they have very, you know, volatile cash flow. So in that case, you have to look at your property and say, okay, if I wholesale this house, how long will it take? Generally speaking, a normal wholesale deal takes about 1 to 3 months, depending on the property. Generally about 3 months, worst case scenario, if there's a title issue or whatever. So if you have a lot of cash flow going out from an expense standpoint, you really should look at your business as a way to cover your overhead and make a reasonable profit. And then anything above that overhead in terms of extra deals or extra profit is really going to go to your bottom line. So the point is this, if you have a cash flow issue, you should not be flipping that property. You should be wholesaling that property for as much as you possibly can. But that is a smarter business decision because even if you flip the house and you make double or triple what you would have made wholesaling it, you're going to have to wait double or triple in terms of getting the actual cash in the door. So if you don't wholesale that property, it could put you in a weird cash flow position where you think you're making all this money in the future. But in the current situation, your bank account is doing a sad face and it needs the cash to support the business. So if you have a bigger business, look to wholesale it first. So here's the second part to that. If you have this business and the cash flow is solid and you have other deals coming in, then it probably makes more sense to flip the house if you don't need to wholesale it to pay the bills because you could take that property and maximize the profit and anything above your overhead is going to be pure profit. So it's really going to depend on your cash flow situation. Number two is your ability to raise capital or your access to capital. So if you have deep pockets, if you're Mr. Moneybags, you should probably flip most of the houses because you probably don't have that much overhead if you're not doing that much volume. So you should really maximize every deal. Absolutely take every house down, renovate it, sell it, max it out, get the most money. And that's a no-brainer. So in my opinion, best way to get started, shameless plug, is to JV with Greg. And if you got a deal, by the way, send me an email, greg@velocityhousebuyers.com. The reason for that is you're able to tap into somebody who has a lot of knowledge and you can leverage their resources, capital, and database to make the most of your leads if you're new. And if you don't have the ability to do that in your market, then I would definitely recommend wholesaling your first 5 or 6 houses and getting your feet wet and getting some money built up because you don't want to be flipping houses with no capital. So short answer to a very broad question is it depends on where you're at. Do you have a volume business? Do you need that cash flow? What's your access to capital look like? And the third thing would be, you know, are you new or do you have experience? So I'm going to actually make a few more points here. If you have easy access to private money, not hard money, I'm talking like family, friends, people you know who will personally give you money that's not from a lender, it probably makes sense to buy all of those houses if you can do that, if you don't have a lot of overhead to pay the bills. Like I got a good friend in Long Island who has private money for every deal he does. He raises private money for everything because he's not constrained by capital necessarily because he gets all his deals for renovations from private lenders. So in that case, it makes sense for him to max every deal out. If you're not familiar with him, he's Jeremiah Dalton. You should check him out. Awesome guy, literally my best friend. So he's an expert at raising private money. Now, here's the other way I want you to look at it. Let's say, you know, thing one, two, and three I mentioned don't really matter. You're just looking at it like straight up on a per deal basis. If you can make triple what you could make wholesaling it by taking it down and either wholetailing it or flipping it, you should absolutely buy that house. Let's say you can make 20 grand wholesaling it or 60 grand if you literally buy it, close on it, and relist it. No brainer to just buy that house. You're gonna have to wait 3 or 4 extra months, but that's certainly gonna be worth it. Now, if you can make a great wholesale fee wholesaling it and you can't make that much more if you buy it and list it, let's say your buyer wants to pay more money or whatever, it's a no brainer to wholesale, right? If you can make 20 grand wholesaling it or 30 grand, you know, wholetailing it, it would make no sense to take that type of risk on and all that capital in order to make an extra $10,000. So some deals are like that, especially in certain areas, at least in my market. Like I can wholesale a house for 30 grand and if I were to buy it, close it and whatever, I probably would make 40 or 50 grand. So it makes no sense to close on that when I can make pretty much the same thing with much less risk doing an assignment of contract. Now, if it's the same thing, if it's like you could make 25 grand wholesaling it, or I can make 50 grand flipping it, I would then look at the complexity of the actual flip. Now, do you have to rehab that property to make 50 grand and put 50 to 100K of work into it? Or can you literally just close on it and then throw it on the market as is and make double? In that case, if you could just throw it on the market and do no work to it, it depends on where you're at and your willingness to take risks, I would say. So you really need to look at what are the chances that it goes under contract quickly? Like, does the market move? Is there no inventory in that market? That's something I look at. And then what's that rehab look like? Do you have to put, you know, 50K or 60K of rehab in to make an extra 25? In that case, I'd probably lean towards wholesaling that. So the things I look for when I buy and sell and just close and relist, I look to make double, if not triple, without doing a lot of work. I don't like doing heavy rehabs. I know how to do them. I've done them. But that's where deals get hairy, is when you have construction involved and you have to pull permits or you get caught without permits. It can really cause delays and make the business a pain in the ass, quite frankly. So every deal is different. Every deal is going to be different. And you really need to understand your market and the ins and outs of your market in order to make that decision. But to summarize this whole entire podcast and make this as applicable as possible, if you could triple your profit by closing on it without having to do a crazy rehab, I would probably opt for closing on that if you can raise capital. But if you can make the same, if not a little bit less, wholesaling it without taking the risk, it's a no-brainer to wholesale it. But that's how I make decisions. Like, I'll give you a quick example to make my point. I'm going to use a real address because this is the Real Deal podcast. So 52 Robin Road in Poughkeepsie, New York. You can look it up. I bought that house. I rehabbed it and I sold it. I think I made like $52,000 on that property. I probably could have wholesaled it for $20,000, maybe 25 grand, but I did it because number one, it was in a great location, great subdivision. All the houses were similar, easy to comp, easy to sell. And the other reason I didn't wholesale it is because I made double flipping it. And if I were to wholesale that, it would have made my relationship with the seller a little weird because I really made an emphasis that it was going to be me he was working with. I was the one who was going to have the final say on everything. So if I were to say that and then try to wholesale it, then that buyer somehow screws the deal up. Now I look bad. If you know your market super well, it's going to be easier to make this decision because you'll know what those houses will ultimately sell for. The more deals you do, the easier this decision will be. You have hopefully more capital if you have more experience, which means you've done more deals. So hopefully this was helpful. And if it was, please do me a favor and subscribe to our YouTube channel. It would really mean a lot to me. Like the video or share this with other people on social media. And lastly, if you're local to New York, Seattle, San Diego, Delaware, or Reno, and you have a property you want to wholesale me, or do you want to wholesale it with me, send me an email, greg@velocityhousebuyers.com. I'll see you on the next REI weekly lesson. Take care.